endorse this event or product.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now, there's where Jeff and Duda failed to rise to the occasion. I'm going to say this again. This show should be called Bob Knows.
Jeff Lutz.
If he sent his clips to another station trying to get a job, they'd say no. And they'd say, well, that other guy, he sounds funny and much younger.
Hey, listen. There's a phone call for you.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I hope so, because he's going to be talking to one idiot right here.
I know what you mean.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You rockers ready to roll?
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We're here as always. We've got Jason Duda in today, the three-man booth. We've had an eventful hour number one. Didn't we?
A little bit, I'd say. Duda was here for most of it.
Was I?
As far as I remember.
Thank you.
What do we got going in Pittsburgh, Milwaukee right now? 1-0. In that game, Paul Skeens with a no-hitter through 7. He's thrown 99 pitches. I would guess he would not be out for the 8th inning. But the kid's just amazing. And I got to deal with him for the next 15 years. I'll be in a home somewhere, and he'll still be.
Pittsburgh's not going to be able to extend him.
How do you know?
Somebody's going to grab
him. You think everybody's Cleveland?
Have you seen their owner talk about how their owner's worse than ours?
I don't want to get into all that again, please. We got to be done with that, right, dudes?
Not really.
I'm just saying, he's a bad owner in Pittsburgh, not a good one. We can leave Cleveland out of it, but aside from all that, he's a bad owner.
So you like, you know how I like getting entertainers on the show, because I do this show daily with someone who's frankly not too entertaining. So
there you go again, Mr. Humble.
So bad.
It is bad, isn't
so
it?
Bad.
Oh, it's awful.
It is.
Wouldn't you hate doing a show with someone who isn't entertaining?
Have you ever done a show like that, Bob?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking in general. I don't know.
Well, I said I'd do one daily with one.
Oh, you're talking about Jeff.
So next Tuesday, Colin Mockery will be on the show. He's coming to the Orpheum with Brad Sherwood. From whose line is it?
Anyway.
He didn't need the anyway.
Well, he does. That's the name of the show.
And then coming up later in the month, Felipe Esparza, who's going to perform at the Scottish Rite Temple, coming up. He'll be on the show. And you follow comedians more than I do.
Yeah, he was a last comic standing.
In 2010.
I think he might have won the thing.
So there you go. That's a couple of the entertainers we have upcoming.
I wish Colin would have came with the Whose Line in It Is It Anyway when they were at the Orpheum. I've been to the last two. They're very good.
He wasn't with them?
He wasn't with them, though.
They had kind of a falling out that he's doing his own thing?
I don't know, but he's coming with Sherwood, who's always on the show, too.
Yeah.
So I can't see that. I don't, but maybe it's scheduling. I have no idea.
Who was part of that group?
Well, Sherwood was there. Ryan Stiles was there both times.
Obviously not Wayne Brady. He's far too.
No, he doesn't go on any of that. But you'd recognize all four of the guys. They're always on the show.
Yeah, that show's been around forever.
Yeah,
sure has.
It was very good, so I might have to look into this one with Colin.
Well, I wouldn't blame you.
No,
you would be fun for you.
In August, they're coming.
What?
They're coming in August.
Okay, we're gonna have him on next week.
Well,
perfect.
Good. I'm sure the tickets will be flying after that.
And I appreciate the folks down at the Orpheum Theater for helping us. Get that set up.
How come he
Mallory
didn't
Ryan? What's the question now?
How come he didn't get his Jason Isbell.
Who's you know performing? What? I'll continue to work. Once I get this baseball season behind me, I'll devote some more. Why didn't you get us Jason Isbell? Right, dudes?
He's at Wave tonight. Jason, I wonder if he's listening.
Are you part of this this show?
If anyone with
he just ignores me.
Anyone from the Jason Isbell. I'll get his name right, but I like saying Isbell better because Isbell sounds funny. If anybody from his party happens to be listening to this right now, give us a call,
869-1240. You'll talk to Max Power. and we'll get you on the air.
Of course we will. There's got to be a drum tech.
What's he doing right now?
Probably.
I always wonder about that with comedians, performers,
probably
musicians.
In his hotel, thinking about maybe getting something to eat here
at the Hyatt.
Probably.
Probably looking over at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Maybe doing a little rehearsal.
Could be.
With his band in his room.
Could be, or it could be already at the Wave setting up, and then he's going to go back to the hotel and then eat and then go back. These guys do. I mean, I know a lot about this stuff. Kind of was in that.
You do?
Well, he was in that world for a little while.
Who were you with in that world?
Wasn't he stalking that? What was that guy's name? He's stalking
Jason Eady.
Oh, my God. For how many?
Never heard
of
him.
2 years.
That was one of the most uncomfortable periods of time.
Oh, it was bad.
I even went to see Jason Eady.
Oh, no.
At a place about like this.
That was the Blue Door, which is a legendary venue in Oklahoma City.
Now he's defending Jason Eady again.
No, I'm not. I'm defending the venue.
It's about like this. I didn't say it was a bad venue. I just said it's about like this.
It's a seat at 100, all right?
I could get 100 in here.
And
I really wanted
Jason's
to.
Jason's still doing 100-seat arenas and arenas.
Why do you follow him?
I don't, but I check in on him every
well,
now
you
and then.
Then you follow him.
That's not following. Following is standing
by. Checking in is not following?
No. No. I agree with Jeff. I mean, what he was doing before was more than following.
It was an obsession.
It was stalking.
Man, I tried to work with a guy. I don't know why that's so crazy. The guy who was not going to help himself. I wanted to help him. He's still not helping himself. He's still playing the same venue. So
he's probably happy.
Then let him be happy. That's great.
Well, why can't somebody just be happy?
I've removed myself from the situation.
Hey, Jason, I can do this for you.
I couldn't care less.
You know, I mean, that's my reaction. You know, I just want to play music. I got this guy telling me he can market me, and he comes to my shows,
wow, he supports me. That's awful.
Depending on the level of support, yes.
Yes. But I'm glad you got over that.
I want both of you to shut up. How about that?
I'm truly glad you got over that.
I don't really care what you are.
You do care.
No,
I
don't.
The difference between you and me.
I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to go follow Jason Eady.
Are you? Good for you.
Good for you. That'll lead you to a...
Because it made for great entertainment.
Shut up.
What?
Well, I don't know about...
So rude to your brother sometimes.
I don't know about
I don't like the way you guys are coming after me today.
We're not coming after you.
I've been coming after
you. We're having a discussion. You mentioned Jason Isbell.
Yeah, is he out there?
Apparently not. He hadn't called us.
Rude. Certainly somebody from The Wave is listening.
I got to get with those folks and let them know when they get a prominent show in town, this is the place to promote it. The Bob and Jeff Show. Bob Lutz will promote their event.
Yeah, but Jeff won't. Thanks.
And their venue.
God. Mr. Humble. Again, he's back at it. Oh, but the lady he's known for 4 minutes thinks he's humble, so it's all good.
Jacqueline, if you heard that, I apologize. That's my rude son.
I'm rude? Good Lord.
Good
Bob
stuff.
Will promote it. Jeff won't. Jeff will just sit over here in the corner and not discuss anything.
I don't know why you're so wound up today other than... The Guardians losing.
Never heard of them. Again, done.
And that
push
affects
them to
your
the side.
Mood. Would you at least agree with this, Jason Duda? The losses affect his mood more than the losses affect mine.
His last longer, that's for sure. You get a little upset right after they're done. Then you kind of let it go.
I do.
No, and I know. I've been hearing downstairs when it was on and the last... Out is made, the TV's off, and some things are said, and
then
you're
move
okay.
on.
Yeah,
I don't let them go. I have a very difficult time letting them go. If I'm letting
I
them
think
go,
that's a learning opportunity for you.
Never gonna happen.
I'd hate to live like you do.
I'm okay with it.
No, you're not. You're miserable. You're miserable
some,
on the show today. It affects
some,
your performance.
I think my performance has been wonderful.
My performance is smooth as silk.
Humble
pie.
Why are you so worried about me and humility lately?
Well, because you said that you're humble. And I just want you to exhibit that once as opposed to the 913 times per show you exhibit the egomaniacal side of yourself. Do humble once. Just to see how it goes.
The greatest satisfaction I get is that.
What?
You.
Thank you.
And your reaction. It just, it's like food for my soul.
But you don't ever take it as, well, this is my son who knows me better than anybody. Maybe I should heed some of that advice that he's throwing my way.
This is my son who I can get to so easily.
And I can do the same to you, but there's no sport in
that.
No,
you can't.
There's no sport in it.
Nobody can get to me.
Please.
I've seen
what
that.
I just did.
What if we had, let's try to predict, Jason's 49. Your son's 15?
14.
14. So you had him a little later than I had Jeff. I was 27, almost 28 when Jeff was born. And here we are 41, 42 years later almost. And here's the relationship we have. What's yours going to be with Jackson in 15 years? If you did a radio show with him in 15 years.
It'd be like this.
It'd be like this.
It'd be like this. Yeah.
It wouldn't be, oh, you look good in your blue suit. It wouldn't be that.
Nobody's wearing a blue suit on that show.
No. Well, we might.
Really?
Yeah.
You never know.
You can't tell.
Do you have a blue suit?
No.
Okay.
Do you have a suit?
Yes.
Wow.
Black.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black, gray.
Really?
Like a screen. Well,
two
yeah.
suits?
Three
I got,
suits.
I got like... Four or five.
Four or five.
Wow.
When's
well, I
the
had
last...
to wear one every day. Every game, I had to wear a suit.
That's true.
What game?
When you coached.
And when you played. When you came
oh,
to the
you
rink.
You still have those suits?
Yeah. They have to be let out a little bit.
Well, that's a long time to hold on to a suit.
Well, I think some of them are gone now.
When did you last coach a game with the Wichita Thunder? What year?
That'd have been, what, 2015?
Well, and then not that long ago.
2014?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
When did you first appear on this show as a guest host?
I don't know.
Right out of the chute?
I don't know.
Were you on Sports Daily as a guest host when I did that show?
I was on once or twice, but not very often on that. But with this show, would have been... It was your guys' first year, later in your first year.
I still don't remember how that even came to be.
Tony called me.
Well, I think I suggested it.
I'm sure Mr. Humble got it.
Let me say that nothing happens on this show without my approval.
There you go.
You should have just said that. We could have saved that whole conversation.
Yeah. I tried to be humble.
You do almost
so
a good
close.
Job. Just
I tried.
You're almost there.
But then again, I got to come in and correct the record.
Of course. I mean,
when you were trying
corrected.
To give Tony credit, I'm not going to sit for that.
You asked how. Tony called me. That's how.
Right. I'm sure Tony and I talked, and the conversation probably went something like, you know, we need when either Jeff or I is gone, we need a third guy, and we went through the Rolodex, and he can't do it. He can't. Oh, dude, he doesn't do anything. Let's call him.
There you go. The first show I did was with Jeff.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Sweet.
At the studio, of course.
How did that go, I wonder?
Oh, it's probably one of the top tens. Probably top 10 of all time.
At least.
No doubt. Great show. I remember it well.
I bet it was awful.
Jeff whined about the Guardians.
Probably. Indians at the time.
I don't know. I don't know what we talked about. I don't know. We leave here. I won't know.
I don't know what we talked about Tuesday.
Well, that's one thing people always ask me. What did you guys talk about today? And it's just there's no recollection.
No, none.
I honestly am not sure what we talked about in the last segment. Now that's a little frightening.
When was the last segment? Was that the interview?
We talked about Jason Eady in this segment. What did we talk about?
Just a second. Seriously, I don't remember.
Can we never
talk about the Guardians and his...
Can we never talk about Jason Eady ever again? Does that work for everybody?
What did it do to you?
I don't like it. I don't like thinking about it. I don't like recalling that. I don't like the scorn and criticism I got from others.
Zero scorn.
What others?
When I felt like my heart was in the right place. And just,
what others?
Some others.
The two of us?
Just whoever.
Well, give us a name. Who gave you scorn?
It doesn't matter.
Off the air, you'll tell.
No, I doubt it. Another person that, nah.
All right, I have five categories. For World Series of Playoff type game.
What are the categories?
I'm not going to tell you until we play the game.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to react.
So rounds of five is what we're doing, basically?
Yeah. We'll have a top 10 in each category, and you'll each have five rounds, and whoever gets the most wins.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
Game on.
I guess what if we both get five?
Then it's a tie. We're not going to break it.
It's not going to happen.
No tiebreakers in this one.
All right. We'll play a game, my game, with Jeff and Jason on the drive. We're not the drive anymore. What happened to me right there?
I don't know. Were you watching the...
I don't think I can run for president.
Yeah, you can. Anybody
easy.
Can.
We'll be back. All right, we are going to play some World Series of Face-Off kind of stuff. Hope this goes well. That's certainly my hope. We will start. These are statistical leaders. First, we start in the NFL. And we start with receiving yardage for the 2023 season. I've got the top 10 in front of me, and you each get a shot at this. We'll let who goes first the first round. We'll let Jeff go first. We'll play five rounds. We'll see who comes out on top. Receiving yards
in
2023.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown was fifth in receiving yards with 1,456. Duda?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill was number one, 1,799 yards. Round two, Beckons. Jeff?
Jay Jettis. Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson is not correct.
Missed all those games.
I don't remember what happened last year.
I just said he missed all those games.
Okay. Well, I don't remember that. So you're going to win this one. Congratulations.
Duda?
Well, I'm not going to win many, so if I do, this is probably the one I will win.
Duda?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb was second, 1749. Are you not looking on your
no,
mobile
I got
device?
No, I got the game on.
Thank you. Jeff.
Let's think here.
5 seconds.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, not correct. Duda?
Well, I had this guy in two of my fantasy leagues. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He was third.
What a cheater.
1,515 yards. Jeff, you've got to have this to continue. And the mental decline.
I'll go with Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith is not correct.
God!
I mean, how bad could you be?
You're asking me to remember stuff, one, that I didn't care about when it happened.
You used to say that you followed sports.
And two, that I don't remember.
Duda, do you want to try to run the table?
Okay, well, Mike Evans.
Mike Evans was 10th, so you're still alive to go 5-for-5.
I don't know if he had enough. Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua was 4th.
God, what a...
The others were A.J. Brown.
D.J. Moore.
DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, Nico Collins.
That's my boy.
Wouldn't have got Nico.
Jeff now trying to
love Nico.
Accentuate to make up for the abysmal display.
I love Nico. He's my him yeah, and Amon-Ra.
I don't know what you're worried about.
You guess him then.
I'm gonna have an abysmal display here soon.
No,
that one was right up my alley. That one.
Well, I don't do stuff like this, so let's let's give it a shot.
All right, we stay in the NFL. Last season, top 10 in touchdown passes among quarterbacks. Top 10. We'll start with Duda this time.
Top 10 in touchdown passes. Dak Prescott.
You're looking at my screen, aren't you?
I can't see that.
Dak Prescott, number one. Jeff.
Tua.
Tua, number five. We go to round two, tied.
I don't know if he was in there, but I got to say Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes was eighth. Number eight with 27 touchdown passes. Jeff.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen was tied for fifth. We actually have a game here.
Uh-oh.
Third round. Only six quarterbacks left. Who do you have, Duda?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts was 13th. That's a miss. Jeff.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jared Goff, fourth. Jeff leads.
Wow, this has never happened in the history of the game.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy was third.
Your guys' boy.
Yeah.
Third in touchdown passes.
Probably should have been the MVP.
Jeff.
Of the league. And, in fact, I'm star Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert was 17th. We go to round five, all knotted up at three. Duda?
Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield, seventh.
Oh, gosh.
Jeff, you need this one to stay alive.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, that's a good one.
C.J. Stroud, who really came on, tied for 13th.
Yeah!
Jason Duda.
Oh, what in the world?
Oh.
Jason Duda now leads in this best of five, 2-0.
I hate this game. Have I told you that?
You have.
We now go to the National Football League.
Oh, we do?
And this time, top 10 in rushing yardage.
It's interesting how his fingers continue to move every time you change the category. Why don't you?
I'm watching the game.
Yeah, leave him alone.
I've been watching it the whole
Duda
time.
Duda gets to go first this time.
No, I get
no,
to go
Jeff
first.
Jeff gets to go first. Top 10 in rushing yards.
Kyren Williams.
Who?
Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams was number three. Duda.
Gibbs.
I'm going to need a first name.
What's Gibbs, the kid from Detroit?
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah.
17th.
What? Was he really?
Yes.
Well, I don't like that.
Did not even get to 1,000 yards. Jeff.
James Cook.
James Cook, fourth. Jeff making an attempt here.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry ranked as the number two rusher.
He did? I thought he was hurt.
Last year. Jeff.
I don't know if he was healthy long term, but Kenneth Walker.
Well, that's just an awful, awful pick. He was 19th. You can't stand prosperity. Duda.
Swift.
DeAndre Swift, fifth. We are tied as we go to round four.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon was eighth. Jeff has retaken the lead, at least temporarily. Duda?
Has anybody said McCaffrey?
I don't know. Have they?
McCaffrey.
He was number one. We are tied at three as we go to the fifth and final round. Jason Duda on top right now. 2-0.
Is that what the score is?
That's correct. Top 10 NFL rushing yards.
What's the category
last
again?
Season.
For what year?
Go. 5 seconds.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs. That's so bad. Duda.
Well, I had this guy. He had a ton of touchdowns. Mostert?
Raheem Mostert, number 10. Jason Duda now leads it 3-0.
That's it? I thought we were tied. Now I can have a chance to tie it again.
Nope. You got 4-3.
That's it? That's the game?
Of course that's it.
God, I
no, we're
going
to continue to
all
play.
Right, let's go.
I'm going to go to a couple of baseball categories.
Uh-oh. Well, it's not going to it doesn't matter. I don't know these
and see see how you do there. If I can get to my computer to work. You know, a guy can only do so much. Am I right about that?
I would say so. I mean, really, that is really only the...
I mean, what's going on?
What is going on?
I have not had one problem with my computer since I switched. And now I'm having all kinds of issues.
Well, that's how they get you.
And it's a shame, really.
They make you believe in them, and then the service goes haywire. And it's all bets are off after that.
I don't get it. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We are going to go to baseball. And the hits leaders this year, most hits in Major League Baseball, top 10, we start with Duda.
Judge.
Hits? Aaron Judge is 10th. Jeff?
Bobby Witt.
Oh, yeah. That
was Bobby Witt is number one in hits. Duda?
Well, he hasn't played for a while. I'll go with that. He's been
5 seconds. 1, 2.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. Not correct.
No. Out too long.
Jeff.
Luis Arraez.
Luis Arraez, 2. He's number 2 right now in hits in the Major League Baseball. This is current leaders. We're playing World Series, a face-off type game. Duda leads 3-0. Jeff trying to salvage some respect. Duda? Five seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff.
Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve, number 3. Duda, you need this to stay in the game.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good.
5 seconds.
Let's go with Jose Miranda. He's been on a roll.
That's just awful.
Hits in a row, you'd have it.
Jeff, do you want to try to run the table?
Shohei.
Shohei Ohtani is 4th.
Can I get all the top 5? That's the question. Gunner.
Gunnar Henderson, 7.
That's a good one.
Duran, 6. William Contreras, 5th. Brian Reynolds, 8th. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is 9th.
And I got two of those guys on my fantasy team, yeah, and I still couldn't figure it out.
Well, that's
hitting is tough.
That's just embarrassing.
That's just awful.
It's just embarrassing.
And finally, our final category is earned run average in Major League Baseball. Top 10 amongst pitchers who qualify, all starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. First up is Jeff.
Seth Lugo.
That's who I want.
Seth Lugo is correct. He's number 1.
Reagans.
Cole Reagans. No. It's clear that you know a little bit about baseball, Jeff. And you know a little bit about football.
It seems that way.
Neither of you know about the other sport.
That's very
Jeff.
True.
Reynaldo Lopez.
Reynaldo Lopez has not qualified with the number of innings.
Really?
That is not
is he hurt?
Correct. He started in the bullpen.
No, he didn't.
Oh, whatever. He's not in here. Duda.
Ranger Suarez.
Ranger Suarez is 5th. Good one. Jeff.
Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler. Now Jeff's looking blatantly online.
No, I'm not.
Zach Wheeler, 7th.
How many games of the Braves?
Duda.
Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow is not on the list.
That's crazy.
That's
Reynaldo is an inning and a third short.
Not on the list for Tyler Glasnow. Not enough innings. Jeff leads at 2-1. We go to round four.
Brady Singer's in the 2-8 range.
Did you just look?
No, but I'm going to say Brady Singer.
He is 10th with a 2.93. Duda, you need this to stay in the game.
Let's go with is Nola in there.
Who?
Aaron Nola.
No. Heavens, no. The others are Carrick Skubal, Corbin Burns, Blanco from Houston, Tanner Houck, Chris Sale, and Tyler Anderson from the Angels, future Cardinal.
And I got two of those guys on my fantasy. This is just a terrible, terrible effort by myself.
Bad effort.
We should get three baseball categories since we got three football.
Well, maybe next time you will.
Yeah, maybe next time you will.
I mean, there's a chance next time.
I doubt it.
We could do that.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I only gave you five.
Who got the most right answers in that game?
The most right answers. All right, Duda had 5, 9, 13, 14, 15. Jeff had 1, 4, 7, 12, 15. 15, 15.
You didn't let me get a fourth, fifth guess
well,
on the
I
last.
Well, I didn't guess on the last couple either, right. So it is what it is. It's during the game.
Yeah, quit whining.
So we tied.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to even dignify that with my own right now.
Why would we want it dignified?
Exactly.
Like, that's, of course, why would we want that?
We don't.
No, we don't.
Well, you do it.
No.
Yeah, Dude doesn't like having fun on this show. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's for sure what it is.
Well, it might be.
I don't even know. I don't know what
you're sitting here from who knows where to sabotage this show.
Really? Sabotaged?
Who did that?
Who sabotaged what?
Maybe that was Tony's plan all along.
To sabotage the show.
Is it working?
Well, I hope not.
Is it really dedicated to the bid?
Here's what I think's happened. You know the... what's that called? What syndrome is it when you get in with a group of people and you suddenly, Patty Hearst had it.
Stockholm syndrome? Yeah.
I think dude is suffering from that with us.
Probably a little bit.
I think he came in as somebody who was against us, and now he's somebody who's for us. And,
against his own will, essentially.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
For that, I'm pleased.
You're happy about that?
Sure, we've won you over.
Why are you wearing your hat like that?
How am I wearing my hat?
It's a little crooked.
A little cockeyed. A little Pedro Stropey.
It's heavily cockeyed.
I don't know why I'm wearing it
like
that.
That's okay. As long as you're aware of what's going on, that's all that's important.
How do you really know I'm aware of what's going on?
We're not.
We don't.
Thank you. No, that's just mean.
What?
Why is that mean?
I feel like I am aware of what's going on.
Who cares what we think?
Maybe
I feel like I'm holding up my end of this bargain exceedingly well. That I come in here every day and you don't have to worry about me. I'm going to give it to you, and you're gonna enjoy it.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
I always worry about you.
That was a nice comment, Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was there any truth to it?
Of course.
Don't worry about me.
There was truth in that one. I could see it. See, there you go. That was very good.
Tomorrow on the show, Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. He's just back from Big 12 Media Days in Las Vegas.
The heart of Big 12 country.
Isn't that weird? Well, it kind of is.
Kind of is now.
It's just weird. Big 12 Media Days in Las Vegas. And then Utah State football coach Nate Dreiling, native of Hutchinson, will join us at 3:25. So that's coming up on the show tomorrow. You'll be here again.
Yep.
Bring a headset.
We need to figure this out. And I'm going to get Tony over here tomorrow, hopefully, and figure it out, or I will. It's a shame that I can't have this younger man figure that out.
You two set up the whole board. So if I'd been a part of that and I'd seen, okay, this goes here for the headsets, and this is how you kind of
you can't tell where the headsets go,
and this is how you turn them on. This is the volume, but I wasn't involved in any of that. Why?
Ask yourself,
Mr. Humility. Didn't want.
No, ask yourself.
I did.
Ask yourself why you're not involved.
Oh, I did.
What answer do you come up with?
You know the answer.
Tell us.
We all know the answer.
What's the answer?
We all know the answer.
He's not willing to say the answer.
We all know the answer.
He wants to imply that I rule this show at his detriment.
It's a little authoritarianism type situation.
That I don't involve him purposely. When the truth is...
On purpose?
Yeah.
It's unilateral.
When the truth is, upper management reaches out to me.
Reaches out to
upper
you.
Upper management.
Upper management.
We don't have upper management.
Sure we do.
Tony
Odyssey has upper management.
Tony's a middle manager.
Right. We have upper management.
No one has ever reached out to you from upper.
Of course
upper.
I have.
Name one.
Sylvia.
Oh, she
from
did.
Upper management.
That's cool.
I think her title is director of upper management.
Upper manager, probably.
I'm glad you guys got that figured out.
Oh, contribute, man. Contribute to the show.
I just did.
And hold your microphone up to your face.
I know. Why? Because it bothers you?
Yeah.
Because it makes work.
My voice goes out more.
It
so
makes
I can't.
More work for Max when he has to turn you up and figure
Max
out where
is
you're.
Just, all
are
he
you
does.
Me?
He's all he does every
done.
Day for the three-man booth is he's switching knobs. Doesn't know which way. I feel bad for Max.
Let me try that. Let me try that. Can you hear me? I don't like that.
He's got seven different audio levels, and you need to cooperate with Max.
Max has never had a problem with me, or else he'd have told me. Not once. He'd have told me.
What Maybe. Does he
the only
say?
Thing, you guys, it just bothers him. I don't know. I don't like the
bothers
fact
everybody.
You basically hold it right to your lips. Like, you don't have to kiss it.
We're performers.
It's
Again, upper management, one of the first things they said is, kiss that mic.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
I don't agree with that.
All right, that's it. We are out of
goodness.
Here.
Thank goodness.
You're headed to a soccer game. It's 111. Right. I'm headed to a baseball practice. Jeff is headed to his bedroom.
Oh,
basement.
Sweet. I wish I had one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose.
Have a good evening.